Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. My name is Daniel. Your name is Nathan. We are brothers. We read comics.
Yep. Big episode. Big number 127.
Yep. Milestone
everybody,
episode.
Everybody's like, oh, man, you'll never make it to 127.
Can't wait till like 150, which is honestly like, what, like March?
No. That's, oh, wait. Yeah, probably. Probably yeah. Around there.
Because I feel like we got to 125 pretty quickly.
I know, yeah. Like
I felt like the 100th episode was like...
The last 25 weeks have just been a blur.
Yeah, I know.
For me.
Do we even read it all?
I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you a single thing we've read in the last 25 weeks.
I feel like we did the work but didn't absorb anything.
You know what I mean? Pretty much.
But we have time codes in the description. We got news. Oh, shit. No, I fucked that up. We got the book. You can skip to the book. We got the poll list. We got Back Matter Matters. But what do we start with, Nathan?
The news.
Not a lot of news.
Yeah, pretty okay week. You know, no shit hitting the fan, really. So pretty boring news week, but there was something. A little bit of drama.
Yeah, did you see that on Twitter?
The DC stuff?
The Jorge Molina?
Yeah. So, Daniel, we are 100% bona fide half-Mexicans.
We sure are.
And DC's like, we should appreciate some Mexicans or Hispanic heritages. They wanted to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. And they're like, let's just do some variants because that's all we know how to do when we're trying to celebrate any culture. Mm-hmm. They just do variants.
Yep.
And, you know, they just did a bunch of variants where Mexican / Hispanic superheroes were just holding Mexican food, which is really weird. But Jorge Molina specifically did one that was pretty tasteful. I would say it was homaging La Patria. It's a painting by famous Mexican mural artist Jorge Gonzalez Camarena.
Okay.
And it looked pretty cool. It's Kyle Rayner, my boy, Green Lantern. He's got like the flag behind him and he's got the, you know, the painting, which makes sense for the character because
the
eagle that
character in the background as like a construct.
Yeah, which is neat. Which makes sense because Kyle Rayner's also an artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like there's a lot of cool parallels there. But DC's like, no, we want him to hold a bag of tamales. And the plastic bag should be labeled tamales so that people can make...
So they know. And then the flag says Viva Mexico.
Yeah.
And then, like, the punctuation is wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Wait, I thought, like, someone just, like, did this for fun, like, to make fun of it. Like, they didn't act... Like, DC didn't do this.
DC did this.
No fucking shot.
This was going to be...
They gave him a bag of tamales?
They gave him a bag of tamales to hold out in space.
There's no room in the fridge for those tamales.
No. It's so weird because the first one's pretty good. What would make you think like, oh, we should change this? From Jorge Molina.
And make it super racist.
Yeah, super racist. Like the other ones aren't great either. Like one of them has like hot girl... who's like a waitress serving like bean burritos. It's like really weird. Like I wish I had them like pulled up, but the rest of them aren't great. I think like Blue Beetle is one of them. And he also has some kind of Mexican food. It's like
just some tacos.
I think it might be tacos, dude. Like it's just Mexican
food. He's like holding
food.
Him with his mech arms or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And so they're like, let's celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. What do we do? Just fucking put some quesadillas
on
there.
I swear to God, dude, it had to be.
And so Jorge Molina...
No way DC's this dumb.
Jorge Molina did this cover. They edited it. I'm not sure who.
I thought it was just some guy being dumb and racist.
No. It was DC that edited it. And then it created like a whole thing. Jorge Molina was like, I'm not going to talk shit, but like one of those covers has my signature and the other one does not. So
yeah.
take of that what you will.
It took me so long to get to the conclusion of what happened because I saw that tweet. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Yeah. And so... It's kind of resolved now because they're going back with the original cover now with the actual good stuff in the background with some actual thought behind it.
Yeah.
But the fact that this happened at all is pretty insane to me. So that happened.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know what possessed them to think like, oh, this will be great, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just how DC works sometimes, you know? Not enough people of color probably in that editorial, but
We should go. We should ask like Nana and Tata like how they feel about this cover. Like they give them a bag of tamales. How nice is that?
They would probably enjoy it. They'd be like, "Oh, cool tamales!"
Like, "Oh, nice."
Where'd they get the bag? Plastic bag that's labeled red and green tamales specifically. Yeah,
I know. I'm gonna get those.
That was
bags.
The weirdest part to me. Like, why would you have a plastic bag for tamales? And you'd be like, "Oh, finally, I can put my tamales in here." You know? Yeah. So strange.
So that was
the best part.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Good news. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's been cast in The Boys season 4.
He sure has.
Who knows who he's going to be?
I think he's going to be Tech Knight, Nathan.
Oh, true. He probably is.
He's going to go fuck some stuff.
He's going to go fuck some boys.
He's going to fuck a chinchilla.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've mentioned Tech Knight like quite a bit, actually, in the show. They've like since I've done the rewatch.
They talked about Soldier Boy, too.
Yeah, well, not as much as Tech Knight.
Right.
So that's like probably what it's going to be.
Because he was like the Batman, Iron Man-esque character. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan's been like...
Thomas Wayne.
You know, so
if he's not Tech
very
Knight
far
now,
off.
Now I'm just going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, if he is something else, then that's probably a good thing, you know, because the Tech Knight storyline is...
It's pretty dumb in the comics, but it's not like they're going to do that.
I thought it was funny.
I mean, it's like 5 issues.
I hope he's like the villain of the season. Like he's not in it just for like an episode or a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Like that could be cool.
He'll probably be like a new member of the Seven and it'll be just like...
Because like this will definitely be like the most expensive character to adapt for them.
Oh yeah, true.
If they're doing like a CG costume or whatever, or even if they're building one, be pretty expensive, I feel like.
I hope they build one because it's really fun... Like
if he's not clanking around.
Yeah. And just, it's just funny watching Tech Knight just walk around in his normal life. Cause in the second volume, which we read, he's like never out of the costume really. So he's just like in his house, like in his library,
go to his therapy sessions.
Yeah. in his Tech Knight suit. So that'd be a pretty fun gimmick, I think. But
so I'd be really excited if that was it.
Yeah. Umbrella Academy season 4, the final season, was announced.
Dude, you're like, I have like no news now because you're just saying all my news.
Yeah, well, I still got news, so I'm just on it today.
So what did you say about it?
Season 4 is announced. It's going to be the final season.
Correct. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you finish season 3?
No, I'm like halfway through it.
Okay, yeah, same.
So, but I plan on it.
Yeah.
I was told it's good.
And, I heard it like...
And I'm enjoying it so far.
I heard it ended in like a boring way.
Maybe.
So, we'll see.
Daniel, you're wearing a Jason shirt.
Yep.
I thought that was on purpose.
No.
Because a new Jason book, Upside Dawn, just got announced.
Oh, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So, that's super exciting.
When? Where?
I don't know. November?
Now.
It is November, yeah.
Nice.
So, that'll be cool. It looks like a more of a hardcover, too. So, it looks like
a bigger
work
hardcovers.
Are they?
Yeah. They're still like 50 pages, but they're in like a hardcover thing. Oh, sweet. Thing.
Love that dude.
You know, I don't think I picked up his last one, but that does look cool.
I don't know what his last one was.
Neither do I. I remember it coming out. I'm like, ooh, Jason. And then that was it. But like,
I think everybody's always like, ooh, Jason.
The cover was like, it just looked kind of, it was just like a person. I think I like his more like bizarre stuff more. Not just like, because he's got some stuff that's just about
living
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very slice of life-esque. I like when he's like killing Adolf Hitler or like robbing a bank.
Looks like this one's going to be a little bit more off the wall.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more sci-fi, which is cool.
Yeah.
I like to read something from him that's like longer than 50 pages, you know, because I think...
He said, no, thank you.
Because like if it was like 100 pages, right, that'd be kind of cool because he has like more room to breathe on the story aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'd be cool.
He's like, nope, this is what I do. Here's a surprising thing, but delightful news.
Okay.
Is HBO Max has renewed DC's Harley Quinn for season 4.
Nice. So, is it not on season 4 already?
No, season 3 just came out.
Oh, okay.
Not too long ago. So that was nice news because everything got canceled seemingly at HBO Max. So
I thought that was next.
Yeah,
so.
I thought that was going to be next too.
Did Titans get canceled for sure? Or?
I think so. Probably for the best. The show wasn't that great.
Right.
I just watched it for some reason.
What about Pennyworth, the origin of Batman's butler?
Season 3 is still coming out.
Okay.
But probably
too deep in.
Yeah. Is that everything?
Probably.
Oh, actually, one comment on the Hispanic Heritage Month. I saw a tweet and someone just said, imagine if DC had Jon Stewart eating fried chicken and watermelon on one of their covers for Juneteenth. And
oh, I'm like, my God.
That's pretty, yep, that's pretty one-to-one, it feels like.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the news. So let's get into the book that we read this week, Daniel.
What did we read, Nathan?
We read The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl by Ryan North, Erica Henderson. Is that what it is? Yep. And Rico Renzi with letterer Clayton Cowles. He just does every book.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's kind of what I expected, I guess. I kind of expected a bit more as far as content. You know what I mean? Because okay. This one was just like four issues, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then like the first appearance of Squirrel Girl at the end.
Yeah, which was the Steve Ditko credit.
Yeah.
Which is we were confused cool. about for a little bit. But
right. So I think I would have appreciated, I guess I could always continue reading, but I was hoping it would be like four or five or six issues and just mm-hmm. kind of get a little bit more about her. I probably learned everything I could learn about her, but this is pretty highly regarded. And I guess my expectations are a little bit higher, but it was a good time. It was funny.
Yeah, I think it's
artwork is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And so I could see, I think the writing is good to the point where you can like take on Fantastic Four, you know what I mean? So
Oh, Ryan North, you mean?
Ryan North.
Yeah, because he was just announced to be Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was cool. My feelings are still kind of fresh on this, you know?
Okay.
So
I enjoy this a lot. I think it's just simple, fun. Like they take this character that
is it was very weird. Like cute.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just like, let's just have, you know, some silly fun comic book time with this. And they do. They're like, what could we have Squirrel Girl do? Take down Galactus. And I think that's great. But she's also spoilers. Just like a college, you know, student or whatever. But it doesn't like always feel that way. It seems like she's pretty mainly like Squirrel Girl. And then like Doreen's like, I don't know, her, what she does when she's not being Squirrel Girl, I guess. But
yeah,
I think it's pretty fun. Like I think that Erica has like this energy in her art that, you know, translates super well with Squirrel Girl, but just like in comics in general, like just have making you seen a fun her
do
book.
Anything else?
I don't think so, but I really enjoyed like her stuff in this book.
She did Jughead.
Was that the one with Chip Zdarsky?
That's a good question.
I guess she's done some like animation stuff, but
oh, cool. Oh, she did this for 37 issues. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this run went like pretty long.
I didn't realize how. Okay, so it might be a little bit better for.
It was the Chip Zdarsky Jughead. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, so mm-hmm. if you want to see more of that.
And that won an Eisner.
Sure did.
For Best Humor Publication. So that's pretty cool.
Cool. Anyway.
Yeah. Pretty fun. So let's get into it.
So I learned about what Squirrel Girl is in.
You had no idea who this character was, or
so I know of her, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen her around. I didn't. So in this, she's got squirrel blood.
Yes,
and she can talk to squirrels. She's kind of like Ant-Man, but for squirrels.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah,
and her ears are fake.
Proportional. Yeah, she's got like
little. It's like a headband thing.
Yeah, and she has the proportional agility of a squirrel. She's got the squirrel agility ability.
So. In the first appearance, she talks about how she's a mutant. Is she a mutant in this?
Probably.
Like continuity?
I didn't know that she's a mutant. So.
Did you read the first appearance issue?
I did, yeah.
Okay, she says that.
Okay, well, I missed that.
Dude, it was so blatant. Because he was like, why don't you go join the X-Men? He's like, I don't want anyone to know I'm a mutant.
Okay.
There's legit dialogue.
I was pretty tired when I was reading it. I'm not going
to be. Dude, you need to start reading during the day.
No, I don't have time. Anyway, so the first issue starts off with Doreen Green. That's her name. And she's beating up some park muggers. And she's singing her theme song, which is
just the
eerily similar to the Spider-Man theme song.
Right.
There might be some legal issues there, but
now it's the same company, I think.
Yeah. What I like about this book that I think is interesting but doesn't hit all the time is that there's these like small passages at the bottom of the book that are from like Ryan North and he's like kind of making jokes sometimes, or he's kind of like writing whatever. And I think it's pretty fun. Like, I've never seen something like that before, but it kind of feels like it's a movie commentary, but for a comic book.
It's like interesting, but unnecessary.
Yeah. And he does it like quite a lot. I don't know if it's necessary like all the time, but there are some jokes in there where I'm like, okay, that's pretty good.
I liked it about 15% of the time.
I would say I liked it more than that, but okay,
maybe 20.
I would say I didn't like it like 20% of the time.
Oh, wow.
Every other time it was either funny to me or like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think this could be used probably only in this kind of book. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine, like...
just one being silly, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine this in, like, an Avengers.
Right. That's what I was about to say.
What I also like about this book and that just comics will do every once in a while is that it has, like, the starring page. And it's got, like, at the beginning, and it's like, oh, Squirrel Girl's in this, and the Park Muggers are in this, and there's a secret mystery guy or whatever. I just like that. I think that's a fun little thing that comics can do.
Yeah.
But Doreen's about to start college, and she's studying computer science and not squirrels, which is...
what Sherry knows everything about squirrels.
Yeah, but her sidekick, Tippy Toe, was like, you're not going to college for squirrels, you know, which I thought was funny. And so she's moving into her dorm, and she runs into like this hot guy, and she meets her roommate, Nancy, but she quickly has to run off to go fight Kraven the Hunter. And so... like, Kraven's doing his hunting, and Squirrel Girl jumps in to, like, stop him, which she does by convincing him that the most dangerous game is not Spider-Man. It's actually underwater sea creatures that can withstand, like, thousands of PSI underwater. And so Kraven's like, oh, my God, you're right. And so he goes to fight sea creatures.
What do we call it? Gigantos?
Yeah, Gigantos specifically is, like, a whale with arms. And
she has these like this deck of cards that Deadpool made apparently that's just listing out all the villains and like stuff about them.
Yeah,
which I thought was fun.
Yeah, there's like they're like little cards and then there's little descriptions for them and they'll put some jokes in there sometimes. Like in the whale one, it's just like giant whales with arms and legs. Yeah, that's really useful underwater brainiacs and stuff like that. So, pretty fun.
What I thought was funny is like when she's her secret identity. She just like has to tuck in her tail into her pants.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like she has a huge ass.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good too. Also, when she's fighting Kraven, she doesn't know like how to stop him without killing him because she knows that he'll never stop.
Yeah.
So to make time to think, she just throws him up in the air and like starts thinking for like a little bit and then catches him and throws him up in the air again and stuff. And he can't really like do anything.
Yeah. She's like insanely strong because she's like carrying like all her boxes in like one trip.
Yeah.
Which is
good. I feel like they should do like a Kraven versus like Predator story. It seems like that's a pretty obvious one. Like
that
they
is had, perfect.
Isn't that
I'd
like,
read the shit out of that.
I feel like that's a pretty like easy thought, you know. I wonder if
I feel like there should be a run of Kraven just doing the sea creature thing, you know?
That would be fun too.
That'd be fun. He like teams up with Namor or something.
And he's like, oh my.
Or Namor is one of the people he has to hunt.
And he's like, oh, my tiger coat got wet.
Yeah. Speaking of the ass. There's like this dude that like turns around and like checks her out like when she's walking by.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
So it's like this top panel.
Oh, it's like the meme.
It's like the meme where he's like,
oh, that's so good. I like that actually.
I feel like this might have been before the meme when this book came out.
But no, it was definitely part of the meme.
Is that an old meme?
It's a pretty old meme, yeah. It's like one of the first memes.
No shot.
It is.
The first meme.
It's like right up there with like a cat. Asking if he can has cheeseburger, you know? It's like that old, I feel like.
I don't know. Maybe.
It was like one of the first meme formats, at least.
Sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, back at the dorm, Tippy Toe warns Doreen that there's some impending doom, which is Galactus. And so Doreen has to go fight Galactus now. And I like that the last panel, like Tippy Toe is like, or Squirrel Girl was like, what's the worst that could happen? And then the next panel is like, coming next issue, the worst that could happen. And it's Galactus. And I was like, that's pretty good.
And he's actually like, there's like a chunk out of Earth.
He's like chomping
as if he just like took a bite.
Yeah. So
I wonder how difficult it was for like Ryan North to go through like the Fantastic Four office and be like, can I use this? They're like, we're not using him. So yeah.
I feel like probably not that hard.
Because like, it's all framed up as like Squirrel Girl beats Galactus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I feel like that was part of the pitch, you know, and being like, can I make this ridiculous character that everybody hates beat like the biggest bad?
But it's also, she's also advertised like as she beat Deadpool and she beat Thanos and things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was the book that she did? Like Squirrel Girl beats up the Marvel Universe.
I don't remember that.
Really? No,
I don't remember anything like that.
That's a specific one. You know how like they always do those where it's like they beat up everybody.
Like this character is pretty popular right now. Let's have them do something to everybody.
Who
there's like a Deadpool that? One.
There's a
like,
Shang-Chi one.
Oh, that's right. There's a Punisher one.
Oh, dude, fucking Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Cosmic Ghost Rider. I think there's a Gwen Stacy one too.
Gwen Stacy?
Yeah.
Or Gwenpool?
Gwenpool or like, yeah, Ghost, the Spider-Gwen. I think there's one of those too.
And then, yeah,
they're always doing that.
They had a second Deadpool one too.
The Deadpool one, like the original one, I don't think I read the second one, but the original one's pretty solid.
Yeah, no, it's super good.
We should do one of those.
I can't remember if I liked the end of it. But the second one was fun because like they go through the heroes that they didn't touch on in the first book.
Oh.
And there's one of my favorite kills in it was like, you know how you like roast a pig?
Yeah.
So it had like Rocket Raccoon.
Oh no.
And it was in the fire under him was Groot. Oh. that was burning.
That's pretty good.
And then I was like, oh my God.
That's so dark.
It's so dark. Anyway.
That's darker than just that idea at the surface level.
Yeah.
That's funny. So issue two, we see Doreen and Nancy go to orientation and they look at all the clubs that they could possibly join. And Doreen talks to Tomas, the hot dude from the first issue, but she kind of like zones out when she's talking to him and she has to be saved by Nancy. And I like this splash page of like all the clubs because they get pretty funny with them. Like there's a social justice club and then a social injustice club and they're like feuding, it looks like. There's a
get together and eat cookies once a week club.
Yeah, there's Checkmates, which is a chess club.
Okay.
And I think that's a great name.
Great name.
Chair club, and there's just a guy sitting in a chair in the background.
What's in the box club, yep. I guess?
Quiz club, answer yes. And like it's just so dumb. But I like looking at shit in the background like that because someone has to think of those jokes.
Yeah, no. Because like it's definitely gave like the Rob Guillory vibes because there's so much stuff in the background in a lot of these.
And that's like just the fun part of just like reading comics is like if someone takes the time to do that, it's fun to just explore.
Yeah, you
know, the page and like see what they thought of.
How's there a tattoo club? Oh no, it's college. Huh?
Yeah, it's fine. And then, so Tippy Toe explains that the squirrels have all banded together and they've discovered that she only has 2 hours to stop Galactus, but nobody else knows that Galactus is coming because nobody can see Galactus.
He can like cloak himself or something.
Yeah, he can cloak himself in a ship, but he forgot to cloak himself to squirrels specifically, so that's pretty convenient.
Yeah,
so Squirrel Girl is the only one that could help, which I thought was pretty funny. Like he cloaks himself off specifically from everything except he forgot squirrels, so that's on him. So, honestly,
Galactus drives a planet.
He drives like a ship that's spherical. I don't think it's considered a planet.
Star sphere.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Death Star, but it's not.
Yeah,
and so she plans on stopping him before he gets to Earth by stopping him at the moon, which she plans on getting there by borrowing some tech from her good friend Iron Man.
And she can jump real far. She jumps all around the city and stuff like that.
Because she's a squirrel. She does that.
Yeah.
But I like how in her head, it's like the thing where like, oh, we're friends. And it's clearly like not the case. Like Iron Man doesn't really care about her. But we see like a flashback to like them first meeting in the first appearance issue, which is what we end up seeing at the end.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of cool having that context, but she looks fucking weird in her like original thing.
Yeah.
Like her eyeliner makes her look insane. And I like how she
looks like
draws
a
it.
Clown or something.
Yeah. It's like, it's super weird. And she's got those weird buck teeth, but yeah. And I just like how she thinks in her mind, like, oh, we're friends. And then she like breaks her way into like Iron Man's thing. And she's like, oh, it's cool. We're friends.
It's just cool. I think it's a splash page. I never understood splash pages, but where she's like jumping through a bunch of lasers.
Yeah.
And she's like upside down and like the word bubble is also upside down, like the text in it.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
I'm like, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of annoying because like if you have the auto rotate on, it like fucks you up.
But yeah, you gotta turn on the rotate lock thing. Yeah. And you gotta flip it on. And you're like, okay, that's funny. And then
is
you gotta
that
turn
a
it
splash
off.
Page?
That's a splash page.
Because it's just a picture of the whole page?
Correct. And then a double page spread It's two pages.
Yeah, but one picture in the whole thing?
One page is splash page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Comic terms are so dumb.
I know.
This is big picture.
What was that thing you said? Not all robots. It was like the screen print or whatever.
Screen tone?
Screen tone.
Yeah.
I always forget that one.
Yeah. I had to. It's awesome. I always forgot it too, but it is a great comic
screen
book. Tone.
I'm like, screen print? That's wrong.
I like all of her like squirrel tech. It's just like so stupid. Like she has a nutcracker that turns like a nut that she had into dust so that she could blow it on the lasers that she was like jumping through. And I'm like, that's pretty funny. But she's also
tech. It's just a nutcracker.
But she also has like squirrel claws that she uses to get into the building and stuff.
Is that tech or is that like just powers that she has?
That might just be like powers that she has, but she's got just like squirrel gimmick things that are just silly. So yeah, I like
she's
it.
Squirrel girl.
Also at some point she like says that she got her values from her aunt Benjamina. And I thought that was pretty funny because it's like Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
And she has an aunt Benjamina.
So dumb.
It's just like so dumb. And it's just like someone was like, yeah, this is for sure canon, you know?
Yeah.
And, so she takes out a couple Iron Men, gets her Iron Man armor, and she's on her way to the moon, but she gets stopped by Whiplash, which is one of Iron Man's villains.
Yeah, she takes like, so she makes all these distractions and the squirrels just steal random parts. I'm like, I hope they can make a suit out of this.
Yeah.
And then it makes like this Squirrel Girl Iron Man costume, yeah, which is cool.
And like there's room for her tail. Like,
yeah, they make area for her tail,
which is pretty funny. And then Tippy Toe also has an Iron Man suit, but it's just sure like does. It's just like the hand. It's like one of the gauntlets.
I
and
love that.
Still got the helmet on. And so it just looks ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's so sick.
I know. It's my favorite model of Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
If anybody ever asks me.
The Tippy Toe, Mark Tippy Toe?
Yeah, Mark Tippy Toe. And I also like that when she's in the suit, they do like the Iron Man like talking head thing like in the movies where it's just like a black background and it's just like her face. And that's how she like interacts with the suit. I thought that was pretty clever.
And then like even like the words on the screen are like backwards too.
That was so annoying because I tried to read everything.
I just ignored it.
Yeah, it wasn't important, but I was like, I wonder what's going on here.
I was like, wow, what is this?
Also, Whiplash looks pretty fucking cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Whiplash in the comics.
Yeah, this
I
is
like his green hair.
He's got sweet green hair, got a sweet helmet.
Looking like a fucking anime plate. Character.
Yeah, he really does.
But
he looks so different in the movies.
Because it doesn't look like it's altered Iron Man stuff. It looks like kind of his own thing. He almost looks like medieval.
Who?
Whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's
all gray and stuff and like metal tone.
Mm-hmm.
But
so pretty fun.
Love a Galactus timer too. That's fun.
Yeah, that was good. I like that the recap pages are called In a Nutshell. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the recaps for this book are also pretty clever because it's just tweets that like, it's like the people live tweeting what's going on. And so Squirrel Girl's like live tweeting like she's going to like go get her Iron Man suit and like stop Galactus. And then Tony Stark tweets like, hey, I need my stuff back that you borrowed. So I always thought that was pretty fun.
And then they had like the letters section like in between the issues, which I thought was interesting. You see that every once in a while.
You do. And
it's called Letters from Nuts.
Yep. That was good.
I don't even know if these are like written to be like jokes and these are real people.
I don't know. I didn't read them.
But neither did I.
I skipped past them.
Anyway.
But it's issue 3 and Squirrel Girl tries to avoid the Whiplash fight because she's running out of time fast to go stop Galactus. So she ends up commanding an army of squirrels to crawl all over him and like hold hands and stuff and just keep him contained in like a squirrel's like shell, which is a pretty cool power.
Let's backpedal here for a second.
Okay.
So the little starring page that they had.
Oh, yeah.
They gave like Galactus like a secret identity. It's just G. Galactus.
And then I actually learned something from this page because apparently Galactus's actual name is Galen A. Lactus.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because like at the little commentary thing, it's like
Galen A. Lactus.
Galen A. Lactus.
That's not true. It's got to be fake.
I think it's real because like, why would he be like, this is real talk, you know? I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
It makes me sick that when I type Galactus, one of the options is Galactus Fortnite because he was part of a Fortnite event one time.
That's fun.
His real name is Galen, and
you think he's got a middle name?
He must.
Okay, maybe the Gallen part's right.
Gallen sounds right. He might not have a last name.
That sounds dumb. It's like a gallon of water.
It's like Blackabar Boldagun.
Yeah.
it's like that level. Hold on. I want to make sure. Does he have a last name? No, I think it's just Gallen. So that might have been a joke that okay. I fell You're, for.
Got your ass. You anyway.
Did. Okay, so...
Did you talk about how the squirrels like can run on like his like whips?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
So I guess like squirrels can run on like telephone wire or whatever.
Because they're not attached to a ground?
Somehow. And I guess the electricity doesn't like electrocute you.
So if I'm suspended in midair and I touch lightning, something that has electricity that would normally shock me, would I not get shocked?
I'm not... a scientist. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
But that we'll part, just like go with comic book logic.
Yeah. Who knows? It might even be real logic.
Oh, and she slashed her fucking Galactus card.
Yeah, I know. She was like going to show him like this is who we're dealing with. And then he whips it in half. So that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where Doreen is like talking with her hands about like how she needs to go beat up Galactus. And she uses like... a symbol like this to like mention Galactus, and I thought that was pretty funny.
What's that mean? Oh, does
like,
she?
Yeah, so she's like, I need to go beat up Galactus, and she's like kind of talking with her hands, and she makes the symbol, which is like a reference to like his headpiece.
So she also like does like this.
It's not like
is that language. ASL?
No.
Is that something ASL?
Do it again. Wait,
it's like that.
It seems like it would be, but I don't know what it is.
Mm.
I mean, there's things close to that, like work.
Oh, and then she also does that.
Yeah, no. I think she's just like talking with her hands here. And then he, like Ryan North in the comments is like, if someone can find like a better hand symbol for Galactus, then I'm all ears. Which I thought was pretty good.
It looks like he's doing some sort of like jutsu thing from like Naruto. They do all like the boom, boom, boom.
Oh, things. Yeah. But they do sign language. Is what you
yeah,
mean.
Basically. They do fast sign language.
So, yeah, just as she's about to go to the moon after beating Whiplash, she learns that there's a robbery at the campus bank and Nancy is like a hostage there. So she stops that with her own suit that she's made out of squirrels. And Nancy recognizes Tippy Toe in that suit.
Because he's got like a bow on.
Yeah. And I like that they were just like, we can't use the Iron Man suit because it's like going to run out of fuel or something. So
it's
I'll
too
just
damaged.
Yeah. So she's like, I'll just make my own suit. And it's just like full of squirrels. And it just makes no sense. Like,
so
she uses her squirrel suit to punch a wall through, but she's just like punching with squirrels. So I don't understand how that works, but it's really funny looking.
Squirrels are very powerful.
Yeah, I guess so.
So these bank robbers, they have this suitcase full of like superhero neutralizers.
Uh-huh.
They have like a horse tranquilizer for the Hulk, which probably wouldn't work.
Yeah, probably not.
They have like a Game Boy for Captain America.
And he'll be like, whoa.
And distract with the wonders of tomorrow. If that fails, horse tranquilizer.
Yeah.
That's then, pretty funny. And then there's nothing for Wolverine. It's like, okay, actually, never mind. We're good.
I just think that they can't really stop Wolverine if they wanted to. I don't know what like the punchline there was.
Okay.
But I thought it was funny that they had like a suitcase for just like three random superheroes.
Yeah, just those three.
They're like, in case one of these people come up,
there's
we'll
like
be
hundreds
good.
Of heroes, but they just got
like if Daredevil comes in, they don't have anything for that, you know?
Yeah.
But
maybe like an air horn or something.
Yeah. I wonder if that's ever happened. Surely that's happened.
Yeah, it doesn't can't feel good.
Yeah.
Especially if that's like how he sees or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so she goes to the moon.
No, she goes back to Stark Tower and steals another suit.
A Hulkbuster, which apparently is better for flying to the moon.
More thrust.
Yeah. And then she gets to the moon and then stops Galactus's ship. And then, yeah, so the Galactus is there now. But Erica draws a great Galactus.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I love
like,
the...
This looks like pretty good, actually. You know,
I love the shadows are just like space.
Yeah, I like that too. And then she gets to the moon and then Galactus's like star sphere thing like goes past the moon. And so she has the Iron Man armor turn into like a big hand to like stop him. And then like points to the moon, which I think is pretty funny.
Yeah. And then later it like throws her.
Yeah, it does.
Which is fun.
And I just like how Galactus is just like very serious looking. Like they decided to like keep them very like, I don't know, cosmic and stuff. Whereas Squirrel Girl is obviously a very silly character. So I thought that was cool, like juxtaposition.
Oh yeah.
So like that shit a lot. So then in the next issue, issue 4, she's already done beating Galactus, and the first page is like, all right, we did it, the end. And then it goes straight to a, like a letters page, which I thought was really funny.
And she's like taking a selfie because yeah. Who wouldn't take a selfie after beating Galactus?
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, are they seriously going to cut out the whole fight scene or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, I thought, yeah, which is pretty good.
But no, did you see the Squirrel Iron Fist right here?
Yeah, I did. I was like, it looks really good, actually.
What's that other one? Oh, Squirrel Man 2099.
So, yeah, I thought that was a good gimmick that they just go straight to the letters. And they, like, really they even sell it, too, for, like, two pages of letters.
They even advertise the next issue.
Yeah, which is really good. Which is Tales of Squirrel Girl, but, like, Squirrel Tale, pretty good. But in the recap of how she wins, we see that she can't really hurt him much fighting. So Squirrel Girl and Tippy Toe try talking to him, which they end up, like, getting to know each other a little bit, but he still, like, goes to eat Earth.
I guess Galactus shows up differently to different species.
Yeah.
And so, like, Tippy Toe sees him as, like, this giant squirrel.
And he's like, I probably see him, like, the same way you do. which is pretty good.
And I just, that idea is really fun to me. And we just see this, like dogs dead probably. Squirrel dressed as Galactus on the moon.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Like, this is an insane panel out of context.
Yeah, just like...
like, what is that?
And it's also like Squirrel Girl throwing a squirrel in an Iron Man gauntlet in the air with like a fishbowl dome so that he could breathe. Which is like, how does that work?
Right.
But it's pretty good. There's also like Galactus can like talk to both Doreen and Tippy Toe. And they're like, oh my God, you can understand me. And he's like, dude, I can like teleport and shoot lasers out of my eyes. Like talking to a squirrel is not that impressive.
I'm a little ashamed that I learned so much about Galactus through Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
It's like a very informative.
We really need to do a Fantastic Four episode like soon, you know, just because like
we really should.
It's the first family and we haven't done shit.
This Thanksgiving,
for sure.
For sure.
I forgot about that.
Fantastic Four, yeah.
Coming soon to the Trade Raiders podcast.
It's crazy because it's like very clear that that Ryan North loves Galactus because like he's so good at like making fun of him in such like a tasteful way.
Yeah.
Like how Galactus without a herald is like better so that Earth doesn't know that like Galactus is coming.
Yeah. He's like, I always had a herald, but they just warned everybody. And then
they could just prepare for when I came. So yeah. I just decided I'd do this one solo, you know,
big surprise and cloak myself.
And then like, Squirrel Girl talks about how she beat, Thanos and he's like, he's such a tool.
Okay, so hold on. I'm sure you don't know the answer to this, but was Galactus once like red and green?
I did see that, and it seems like that would be the case. I wonder if I can look up like his first appearance or something.
Erica Henderson draws a sweet Silver Surfer.
Yeah, she does. She draws like really good like Kirby style stuff.
Yeah, she's good at most things. I'm glad that she did like the whole like 37 issues because I feel like Squirrel Girl can be very off if it was like some other artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I always appreciate the consistency with artists.
Yeah, it's like a red and green sort of situation.
Weird.
Yeah,
purple and blue is much better.
Yeah, I'm glad that he decided to switch up his style.
Who, Galactus?
Also, Galactus.
You think Galactus is like, you know, I'm not feeling like, these colors anymore.
Maybe purple blue. Let's see what that.
This shit's too Christmas.
Yeah, but probably like. The thing that actually made me laugh out loud the most in this was they're like talking to each other and then Galactus, like they just like sit there for a little bit and that it's very clear that they're like getting to know each other. And then he's like, well, I better go eat the planet before it gets stale. And then he says peace. And he's just like flying off.
Yeah, he's flying off. He's like, peace.
Yeah. like that panel, like fucking killed me. It's just like,
I was like, did Galactus just say peace? He's not about peace at all.
Yeah, he's not. He just eats things.
This is a sick silhouette though.
It really is. Like I just page. This is like my favorite panel of the week, if that's a thing that we do. But
I like that there is like grammar jokes in this.
Like the pronouns thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
He's like, for he who wields a power cosmic can shoot lasers out of his eyes, teleport and create or destroy across all of space and time. I'm bad at reading out loud. And then she's like, or she, He's like, what? He's like, he or she who wields a power cosmic. And then he's like, it's your language that lacks a universally accepted gender-neutral third-person singular pronoun.
Yeah, and like, I was like, God damn. I guess in the
Galactus knows how to fix English.
Yeah, he really does. Like, he's not bothered by, you know.
She's like, what's wrong with they?
You know? Yeah.
But
that, I guess in the universe before that Galactus was a part of, because he's like the sole survivor of like the universe before ours, before the Big Bang. That's like
he?
That's like his thing, yeah. That's which is why
I feel like there's a couple of those.
There probably is, yeah, but he's like one of them. So I guess in his universe before, they didn't really have like gender terms. It was just everybody was like he kind of deal. Huh. Or like everybody was like one thing.
Gotcha.
That was like a gender neutral term. So anyway, that is a good joke though. So anyway, she stops Galactus by calling him out on why he follows through, like never follows through with eating Earth, which is because we always find an alternative to give him to go eat the planet. And so Squirrel Girl finds him a planet full of nuts that he can consume instead, which brings us back to the beginning where Galactus is actually just in a food coma. He's not actually dead.
Yeah. He's and like, so, she's like, I found this place that's full of, and he's like, life energy. And she's like, calories.
Yeah. That was pretty good too. And they just like go to this planet full of nuts. And he's like, you know what? This is great.
They all eat.
Like, yeah. Like Tippy Toe does too. And I just thought it was really funny that reveal that he's like, yep, no regrets. And he's like, not actually dead. He's just in a food coma. So good reveal. And then Doreen like goes back to school. Nancy confronts her about being Squirrel Girl, and Squirrel Girl just like shows her her cool powers. And Nancy's like, this is sweet.
Well, before
but she like ties up all the loose ends before doing that. So
except for
Whiplash.
Yeah.
Who's he's still like, he's stuck just still in a suit. Stuck.
Some things I liked. Galactus gave her a present. And mm-hmm. there's a replacement card.
That was very for nice. For
the Galactus.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's one time when they're just talking and he's like, and Galactus called Thanos a tool,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was fun too.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl's like, yeah, I beat Thanos. And he's like, ha, what a tool. And I thought that was good because it's like you would never expect him to say something like that.
Right.
So.
And we got back matters. A lot of back matter, Nathan.
Yeah, so I guess this I would consider back matter, but it's basically Squirrel Girl's first appearance.
Marvel Superheroes Winter Special, number 8.
There's nothing winter about this issue, you know?
Yeah, no. Maybe this is only because it's an 80-page.
Is this a Jim Lee cover?
It looks pretty Jim Lee, but we only get like the first
bit. Oh, no, it's Eric Larson.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
That makes more sense. Just look at how hairy, like, Wolverine's arms are.
Yeah, I can get a pretty good gauge on who the artist is based off how hairy Wolverine's arms are.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, it's just like it just creates some context on like how Doreen knows Iron Man, which is just Squirrel Girl attacking Iron Man to prove that she's tough enough to be his partner.
Right.
And she like shows him all of his powers and stuff. She's like, I can talk to squirrels.
Oh, and this is the sexy Iron Man, Nathan.
What do you mean?
He's got like muscles. Like in the armor, instead of like actually looking like techie or whatever,
yeah.
It's just like muscles that they paint red and like gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my favorite.
You can see his eyes too.
You can see his eyes. There's holes.
Yeah, there's just like holes in his suit, and I thought that was always pretty good. But
you see the OG design by Steve Ditko.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like
how far she's kind of come.
Which yeah,
is not that far.
But it's also funny that Steve Ditko is like the one that created. Co-created Squirrel Girl
of
all people, yeah. So, and then like, so she's like showing Iron Man all of his powers, all of her powers and stuff, which is like all the squirrel stuff. And then Doctor Doom comes in, neutralizes Iron Man, so it's like up to Squirrel Girl to save him. And like before they get crushed by like the typical like room with spikes closing in on him, Squirrel Girl gets some squirrels on the ship, and they shut down the power. And then they all jump on Doctor Doom, and he falls out of the ship. And then he escapes.
So Squirrel Girl also defeats Doctor Doom.
Yeah, which
so
is...
So pretty stellar resume.
And she's just kind of like
and
going with the flow.
And
you
she
know?
Still can't be an Avenger? What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. But her costume in this is just bonkers. It's just the eyeliner, I think, but I just think looks freaky.
Well, the first thing that we've seen is the current one,
which is a lot nicer.
Yeah, it's much cuter.
A better redesign for sure.
And in this one, I don't know if the current one has it, but she's got a knuckle spike.
A knuckle spike?
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
So it's like Wolverine, but it's just one.
It's just one.
And that's crazy.
That seems,
can fucking kill someone. Just one punch.
It's just a shank that comes out of her wrist or whatever. And that's insane.
Do you know that Dr. Doom had a Doom ship?
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a vehicle.
You know? Love how Dr. Doom shows up in so many silly books.
Like, yeah.
He was in that She-Hulk one that we just read.
He's like the Green Lantern of the Marvel Universe.
Sure. I guess.
He's make him a joke of him and then toss him aside.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, so there's that. And then we got some covers, some variant covers. We love seeing that. Scotty Young, of course.
Classic. Gotta have it.
It's not a back matter if it doesn't have Scotty Young.
Yeah, it's not a Marvel back matter, at least.
Yeah, there's a sweet Art Adams one, which is really good, actually.
That one's definitely the best one.
Yeah, like...
I love when Galactus's helmet is so fucking big compared to his face. It'd be, like, heavy to carry around. Like,
what does that dude look like without the helmet?
Fin Fang Foom is in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can't miss him.
Yeah, like, Thanos is there. It's got, like, some Spider-Man villains.
Kraven's Magneto. Still up. Like, not everyone's knocked out here. Yeah. Ultron. Ultron. Magneto. Mystique. Oh, my God.
Yeah, super, like, Red Skull for some reason.
Yeah, man.
And Tippy Toe's there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Good cover. Joe Quinones. Love that Goat. Guy. Goat. Jill Thompson. I haven't seen her stuff, but good cover. No.
Guri Hiru, which is probably like an anime artist or something.
Yeah.
This is very...
Or some sort of webcomic artist, maybe.
Probably, yeah. But
yeah, just a basic set of covers.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's Squirrel Girl, Daniel. What would you rate this book?
Ooh, you know, I think I'd rate it like a drumstick.
With the nuts on it. Yeah. Okay, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a caramel center. That's my favorite one.
Okay, nice.
So... I wouldn't say that's quite the like it, love it, but definitely lot of fun, classic, you know?
When you're in the mood for it, you know, it hits pretty good.
If someone offered me a drumstick like any day of the week, I'd be like, yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Of course.
Yeah, I would.
I'll or like kind the of, good birthday parties where they just have a pack of those.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
I'll say, going off of that, it's like a caramel apple. But with nuts on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, still pretty tasty. You know, I wouldn't do this, like, all the time, but I really enjoyed it when I am in the mood for it, so I really enjoyed this book a lot.
I'm more of a candied apple bitch myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been that.
I mean, I like
just, like, the chocolate-covered ones, too.
Like, too much caramel is, like a caramel apple. I'm just, like, not about.
Yeah, but
unless they, like, cut them up.
Candy could be bad.
And put them in, like, a little, like, thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah, if I could have this in that form... You know, little bite-sized forms.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
Pretty high. Pretty high rating there.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, pretty fun book. I mean, everybody always talks about this book. There's also a volume 2. So, not like a second trade, but like another run of Squirrel Girl.
Who did that?
I think it was like also Ryan North and Erica.
Is Ryan North the only person to write Squirrel Girl ever?
I don't think so.
Like, as far as like
standalone? I don't know. Maybe.
Let's Google it real quick. Because, like, I feel like Max Bemis probably did a run or some shit like that.
I'm sure someone tried after.
Ryan North.
Squirrel Girl comic book list.
That's Ryan North again. Chip Zdarsky?
That makes sense.
I
think they did a crossover, though, with, like, Howard the Duck.
Okay, so probably not then. Because these all say Ryan North on it. That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. It's a really hard character to be like, you know, make a very popular.
Like, I'm the only one who did. To make like a definitive run
of
and
Squirrel
then also
Girl.
Being like to where like no one touches it, you know?
Yeah. Also, fun fact, Mike Allred made the logo, which is a really sick logo.
It is a good logo.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. It's very like recognizable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's always been Ryan North, which is pretty cool.
There's a War of the Realms like tie-in issue.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Classic.
That event was not very good.
The what was that, a Jason Aaron one?
Yeah, it was like a Thor event.
I'm gonna tell him that you said that.
Good.
He's probably like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Well, like the idea was good. It's just like, well, there's good stuff in it. There's a part where, you know that Heimdall, remember, you know Heimdall? Yeah. Where he like sees everything.
Right.
There's a part where Daredevil becomes Heimdall and he can like hear everything like, that's in cool. the universe. And he looks super sick with like a big sword. So oh, yeah. I like that idea.
That's a good one.
I like the ideas in that book.
Right.
Because also Punisher like leads a team of like killers that are also Asgardian. So that's pretty fun too. Anyway, let's get to the poll list. Colin.
Shout in your box.
The poll is, the poll is, what did you shove in your box?
What'd you get this week?
Very, very small week this
very
week.
Very small week. I think it was the fifth Wednesday this week, so I think it kind of like throws everything off comics-wise.
Perhaps.
So.
Just got Ant-Man 2.
Yeah, I got Ant-Man 2 and I got Iron Fist number 5.
Okay, gotcha.
So those are the only two things.
All Marvel.
Which I needed a small week because the last couple weeks have been pretty hefty and I haven't had enough time to read.
So I got all the books from like the past 2 weeks as well. So having this was nice. To offset
the cost?
Yeah, so it was like 61 total. So it was like $20 weeks, you know, all together. Okay, gotcha. If I average it out like that.
Okay, yeah. If you take the mean.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there was that. Did you read anything?
Yes. I read Tales from the Human Target, or of the Human Target, whatever it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that one is just interesting.
So you didn't like it?
No, I liked it. I just don't know why it happened, like why it was a thing, you know?
Okay.
And it just confused me because there was some Greg Smallwood art in there.
Okay.
But it seemed like it was referencing a different part of the series when it was his art. And then, but I wasn't sure like where in the series it was like referencing if it was doing that, but the other work was like pretty good. Like there was Raphael Albuquerque, there's Mikhail Janin,
right?
And like the reveal at the end was like cool and like satisfying because I didn't know what was really like going on until the end.
Is it like an annual?
Yeah, I would call it that.
Okay,
it's like pretty good. It's like well orchestrated, and
you don't need to read like the rest to get it, or
read.
Is it like standalone?
I would say so. Okay. I think it's supposed to, but it feels like it ties in.
Sure.
But maybe I'm just dumb enough and don't remember enough to like know where it ties in. But it was pretty good. You know, it was just kind of long.
I would say. But yeah, it looks pretty thick.
Yeah. And then I read Minor Threats by Patton Oswalt, Jordan Bloom, and Scott Hepburn. And
what cover did you get? The A?
I just got the A cover.
I like that one more. It like
I think there was like the Christian Ward one.
Was that Christian Ward? I was like, this is a good cover, but I want the other one just because it just like...
It felt like it fit like the story more.
It just describes what it's about more.
Yeah, there was a Christian Ward one that was like probably the only time out of like the hundreds of Christian Ward covers I probably have that I was just like, I'll just get the A cover.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. There's a lot of really creative villains, I think. You know.
Okay. Because it's about villains.
Yeah, because it's about like villains and like it's an exploration of like how some people are good but are just kind of given the shitty hand, so they feel like they're forced to become villains. And like after you have become a villain and you try to like change your life, how difficult that is like systemically to do. So there's like there's good themes in there, and just like it's just fun, I think, in general.
My issue is like it was created by like TV people, like movie people, celebrities, you know.
Who is Jordan Bloom? Do you know him?
So he's like a producer.
Okay.
I think it's Blum.
Blum, whatever.
But it's not the Blumhouse dude. It's like someone else. But so celebrities making this like
comic.
And Patton Oswalt's like a pretty vocal advocate for comics, at least.
Yeah.
He's written and stuff like that. But he still makes a $4.99 book. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
He wants to get Scott Hepburn paid.
Just want to say.
Have you read it?
No.
Okay.
Just give him a higher page rate. Don't increase the price on us.
I thought you were going to take this in the direction of like, oh, this is made so that it become a thing later on like TV.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. So
which it doesn't feel that way.
I'm kind of on both sides of that argument. You know what I mean? Like, sure, comics should be made to be comics. But if like the only way to tell your story is to make it a comic, then why not? You know, if you're trying, if you're using it as like a movie pitch, people do that. Like fucking yeah. Keanu Reeves has done that, and we're just like all okay with it. You know?
Uh-huh.
So comics are definitely stronger if they're used to their full potential.
Which I feel like this book is.
Okay.
Which is good. Because there's like creative parts in there. Like there's a part where we see a villain that's hurt, and it's like him like laid down, and he's like got a broken leg, he's got like a stab wound right here, and there's like a couple different injuries, and it's like a splash page of like him, and you see all the injuries, but then each injury has like its own panel that like explains how he got those injuries, and I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool page.
Yeah,
so like at least Scott Hepburn, who's like a really great artist, uses like the storytelling things that like comic books have, so I enjoy that aspect of it. But yeah, I can definitely see how people, especially in like the comics industry, would be like, oh, this person's just trying to make a movie. And mm-hmm. so it could make like for kind of stale comic storytelling, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it feels like some Mark Miller stuff feels like it's a movie pitch. And so it just
like King of Spies or whatever.
Or like Prodigy. You know, I tried reading that. And like Albuquerque's great. But when every single panel is just like wide panel and there's like four or five wide panels each page.
That sounds awesome.
It doesn't create like anything visually interesting, I feel like.
Yeah, but like comics, like bare bones is just like pictures and then.
Yeah, words. But I like when people get creative with it.
Yeah, yeah. You like some fun shaped panels.
Yeah,
I do. We get that. But like, I don't think I like my, no, it's not my favorite comic because it's got some fun stuff in there. It's fun. It's my favorite comic because it's like written well and the artwork is good. You know what I mean?
I think part of the artwork being good for me is creativity on the page of how they tell that story.
Okay, so creativity is good, but would you put that above just good artwork? You know what I mean?
I think
say shitty artwork, but they're creative.
I think it differentiates good artwork and great artwork.
It can give a boost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
for sure.
When it is good on its own, but then still breaks the rules of comics, I guess.
Sure.
That's what interests me about like the medium.
Okay.
Because it's like we're used to like, you know, 9-panel grids or whatever.
I love that shit.
It's too much, too many.
It's a little bit sometimes.
Four to six panels. You know, that's all you get.
Did you read Ant-Man 2?
No, not yet.
Oh, so many panels. It takes a minute to read because of how, fine. And it's like there's words in every panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I read. Other than our book.
Oh, okay.
I was distracted this week. I don't know why.
Yeah, same.
But did you watch anything?
I've actually hopped back onto the Harley Quinn show.
Oh, cool.
So I finished season one. We started season two. Okay. And it's actually really good.
Might be like my new laundry show.
After yeah. I'm done like with some other stuff. There's like good jokes in there. Some that are like corny good, you know?
Sure.
And then there's actual like comic book fans in there for sure that like I can tell.
Yeah,
like they have KG Beast in like one of the episodes and I'm like, holy shit.
I mean, they had KG Beast in like Arrow.
Yeah, but it's like KG Beast and he's like, there's a point where he was made fun of and so he screws off his arm and then he screws on another hand that has like the middle finger up, and I thought that was a pretty funny joke.
Okay,
but like they also just kind of make fun of like existing like comic book things. So, like, Bane is, like, the Tom Hardy Bane accent. There's, like, parts where different villains are saying something, like, making their own point, and then Bane is just, like, mumbling, but, like, in that accent. And it's, like, really funny to me.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying it a lot. There's also parts where I'm like, wow, this is really sad, too. So, it's, like, it's got range, which I was pretty surprised by.
That's cool.
There's also, like, some pretty dumb episodes, sure, but I think overall, like, really good. I'm glad I got a season four.
Nice.
So,
nice.
And then I've also started playing Portal 2 with Sophia.
Oh, good game.
Good ass game.
Do we like that more than Portal 1?
I think some people do. Portal 2 is the only one that had the co-op.
Oh,
so
okay.
Portal 2 is like the one I think people play more because it also had like its own workshop one, so people can make their own maps too.
Okay. Which is pretty cool. That's fun. Yeah.
So we're doing that and that's fun.
Start watching Hot D, which is the abbreviation for House of the Dragon.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Pretty good.
Sophia's watching that, yeah.
Really? Why don't you watch it? You could start it.
I'm not a Game of Thrones guy.
You should be, because I feel like you'd love it.
It's like fantasy and
This is like good fantasy. You know what I mean? There's no there is magic in it. But there's like
magic.
Not in hot D.
Not in hot D?
Not so far.
Hmm.
And like it's like 200 years before the first one. I think I only like it because I recognize some of the names. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And there's way more dragons in this one, obviously.
That's a plus.
And this is like about like the coolest part of Game of Thrones history, I think.
Mm.
Which is when like the Targaryen family is like at the height of their power. Because they're just like coolest because they like have dragons and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it could be good for new people and then...
Budget's good? Or CGI or whatever?
Yeah, stoke.
Cool.
Matt Smith is in it, which is neat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you want, you can watch like a 30-minute YouTube video afterwards talking about why it's important. I think it's nice for a treadmill walk or something.
Oh, okay. Nice. Is that what you have to do? You have to be like, why is this good? It's like people who watch comic book things, but they don't want to... They don't want to read it, so they just like look up. So
Dom sent me the news about Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and he's like, "It'll probably be that Iron Man guy." I'm like, "Tech Knight, you dipshit."
Yeah, I watched this video where someone theorized that he's probably gonna be Tech Knight, so that's what I think now too.
Yeah, so super dumb. So I watched that. Watched a little bit more Solar Opposites, and I finally saw the thing that you liked.
Yeah,
with the silver suits.
The silver suits. They like specifically make fun and call out Green Lantern. He's like, "Nah, I sound stupid."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe they did this because it's perfect.
It was so funny because they're like, we have one race like all over the galaxy, and we're missing one. He's like, Italian.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, no, the human race.
And he's like such a douchebag, that guy that they picked too.
Yeah.
And there's that like Woody Harrelson type like guy.
Yeah, I'm like, is this Woody Harrelson? I don't know.
It
seems
like it is, but I don't think it is.
And there's like another episode where they like go to Taco Bell and their shirts say like, "Yo quiero diarrhea."
Yeah.
And then he's got another one's got another shirt that says Crunch Wop Supreme. I don't know if you noticed that.
Was it like Terry that had that on? Or
Yeah. That's obviously. Awesome. I'm like, I want a shirt that says
that. I want just all the Terry shirts.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. I was like chugging through those because I'm like, I have to get to whatever the fuck Nathan was talking about.
Did you know immediately?
Yeah, I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There's a couple I'm like, maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see. It seems like that's like a narrative that they're going to start incorporating on top of the wall and on top of like just normal Solar Opposite stuff. So I'm interested to see how they balance that.
Oh, the silver suit stuff?
Yeah. Cause
I've
been enjoying like the wall stuff, but it's gotten like a little bit old. It hasn't been as spicy as like last two seasons. So
yeah.
I wonder if they realize that.
Oh, I thought it was interesting that like that mosquito guy was the guy
with the rat.
I know.
I was like, oh, that guy.
I didn't realize he was alive.
I know. I was like, oh man, the lore here is so good.
And he's just like clinging to another big beast or whatever.
Yeah.
I also watched The Day Shift on Netflix.
Oh, the Netflix one with Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco, and a Snoop Dogg in it.
Heard it was incredibly okay.
I had a ton of fun with it, honestly.
Oh, okay, cool.
So my Netflix expectations are super low, you know?
Sure.
So I think they spent like $100 million on this thing. So you can definitely see it in the action.
Okay.
The funnest part is Snoop Dogg with a minigun.
Just love that.
Mowing through some vampires.
Yeah, that's a recipe for success right there.
It was cool because they had like a lot of practical effects in there. Like,
they had these, like contortionists, like, right?
Yeah. I'm like, these vampires are basically like exorcists or whatever. Because they're all doing these weird ass like movements.
And yeah.
The contortionists you can see pretty noticeably. They kind of tried to do like a Zombieland kind of thing.
That's what it seemed like.
To where they had, or no. They tried to make it like a Zombieland, like, you know, action comedy kind of thing.
Okay.
They did the thing in, like Zombieland 2, where they had like the different like.
Didn't watch it.
You don't watch Zombieland 2?
I haven't watched it, no.
Oh, good movie. So they had like, they started categorizing like the vampires and there's like different characteristics about them.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And yeah, I just thought like, I'm like, oh, this is a good action scene. You know, there wasn't too much space to where you're like, oh, we're trying to save money kind of thing.
Right.
So
that's cool. Good to know.
Yeah. Good fun. if you got nothing going on and not sure what to watch, because like on like Saturday, like Sarah's like, I literally went through all the streaming stuff and I don't want to watch any of it. I'm like, wow, we have like all of them. Like, what are you talking about?
That's like not possible.
I'm like, do you want to like rent something? She's like, no. And I'm like, okay. And we just watched Grey's Anatomy.
Nice.
Well, I read. Did you watch Hulk, Nathan? Or She-Hulk?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Excuse me. Shame on me.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, this one was like really short, which I thought was like was really surprising. It was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be like that. But they cover a lot of ground, it feels like.
Yeah, but I just kind of, I think I like it so much that I like want more of it.
Yeah, I definitely feel that too.
This would be much better on like a binge.
Yeah, no, I agree. But they're like hitting like all the good points where they're just like, they just hire her for superhuman law. Mm-hmm. And then it's like this huge conflict of interest thing. And I'm like, that's pretty interesting. And then Hulk's like, I don't fucking care. I'm going to Sakaar or whatever. And he leaves.
Yeah.
Why is Hulk always flying away on a spaceship?
You want to hear my theory?
He's going to World War Hulk.
Kind of.
That seems like the obvious thing.
Well, it's not even a theory. It's something I heard from someone else. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I think he's got a little Hulkling on the way.
Baby Hulkling?
Some baby Hulkling, yeah. Because if you look around when he's in that ship, he's got like the binder on like how to be a Hulk or whatever.
Okay.
And he's got like
maybe he the just horn wants to with add him. Stuff. Like
he's got the horn with him, Nathan.
What's the horn?
The horn that like woke up She-Hulk and turned her into the Hulk.
Okay.
And have you read World War Hulk?
No.
So he's sent there because like the Avengers like can't handle the Hulk, so they ship him off or whatever. And he's there for so long that he ends up like screwing around with the other alien species, and he has like a kid or something.
Hmm.
And I think the kid
is that who Hulkling is?
No, that's like different. I think he's like a mutant or something.
Okay.
It's something super random. But I think the kid dies or something, and that's when he gets all he like rages, and that's what it basically the whole plot is.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's because like the Avengers tried to like bomb Sakaar or something. I can't remember.
Huh.
But he was like on Sakaar long enough in like Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And he was like the superstar. He probably got some alien puth.
Yeah. He like probably doesn't even remember it either. So yeah, if someone like calls him on his cell phone, which is, I assume how they did it. And they're like, you have Hulk baby now. And he's like, you know, that probably makes sense.
Yeah. So I think that'd be a lot of fun to.
How do you think they're going to explore that?
Hulk and movie.
You think so?
That makes the most sense to me.
It does, but there hasn't been one.
Guardians legally. 3.
Could, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd rather Guardians be about Guardians, you know?
Yeah, same. I would hope for a Hulk movie. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, since like we haven't had one since like the OG.
It seems like something that they wanted to just like plant the seed, and they're like, we just won't talk about this for a while until we're ready. So
yeah, that's what they do. They had fun with like the, oh, that was like 14 years ago. I'm a completely different person now.
Yeah, that was good too. Literally.
Right. There's a dumb joke in there where she's at the lawyer bar and like one of her coworkers was like, what, like the douchey dude. He's like, there's a hot girl over there. I'm going to go talk to it.
Yeah, that was good.
I was like, oh my God.
I like how, fuck, what's his name? The Abomination dude.
Oh, I don't know his actual name.
They said it a lot and I'm like, I have to remember that. But he like writes haikus and stuff, and they're supposed to be like super heartfelt. And then She-Hulk like sees right through it. And then when she's talking to Hulk about it, he's like, yeah, he wrote me a very heartfelt haiku.
I was like, apparently you can like look those up. Like Marvel posted them or whatever.
If oh, that's fun.
If you want to read the haikus. Yeah.
And so I'm a little confused like by like the very end, because she decides to take it on. And then on the news, he's at the Shang-Chi movie.
I think this is like before Shang-Chi.
This is in the Shang-Chi timeline, right?
Yeah, excuse you. So I was like, she has a good case. She can like make this work.
Sure.
And then he like escapes and starts fighting.
Yeah, what happened there? He seemed like pretty on board to just like vibe with her, you know?
And maybe he thought that she wasn't going to take the case.
I think he might have been provoked, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Or
maybe there's a portal.
Yeah, maybe he just got portaled in there and they're like, we want you to fight.
Right.
Because that's what we're about.
Anyway.
I hope we see Wong. That'd be cool.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I feel like we've seen a lot of Wong lately.
We have, but Give me more.
I guess.
But I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, did you watch anything else that...
No. I think that was everything.
Alrighty. So, yeah.
What are we gonna read next week?
That's the show.
So what are we gonna read next week, Nathan?
I don't know. What are we gonna read next week?
I don't know.
Okay, right. You actually don't know. I thought you were just asking.
So it's the indie week?
Okay, cool. Cool.
Do you want to do... Oh, did we talk about The Good Asian?
Another, we did talk about that.
Another
that
is an Eisner Award winner?
Yep, that is an Eisner winner. That would be cool.
So we can do that. Or if you want to do something more random, we can do as well.
How long is The Good Asian?
It's like a 5-issue trade, I'm pretty sure. You have to buy it. So then pay for comics?
I don't know about that.
So 123 pages.
Sold.
Yeah, I definitely like
it. I feel like we should do this because I've always seen it. It like is very like the covers are very prominent and they like stand out and I'm like, that seems like it'd be pretty good. And it's like still coming out and it's won an Eisner, so maybe we should just go with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Alrighty. Yeah. The Good Asian. Volume 1.
Next week. Everything's in the link tree. Go follow, like, subscribe.
Do all that stuff.
Do all that stuff. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Exactly.
If you're listening, go watch.
Peace.
Goodbye.